Welcome to the BetCast Ledger. Yes, we're back. Episode 4. Oh, well, let me stop doing that because I don't want to be like when we get to episode 100. We're at episode 100, so my bad. This is the BetCast Ledger. Yes, we are at it again with this week's report. And yeah, this is a new one, a brand new type of report. I previously talked about the different types of reports that we're going to have. And after looking at the data, I decided that I had a lot of information about futures. So again, let me rewind. Let me talk about what we're doing here. And what we're doing here is we are the official podcast tracking system for sports gambling podcast. And as part of that tracking, we have a leaderboard, we have rankings, and we have reports. And also, every podcast has a profile page. Yes. Every single podcast that's in our system has a profile page. And on that profile page, you're able to see a podcast's record, their win rate, their most recent decisions, all that stuff. Yes, we got it all. All the data is right there. And as always, I'm just a messenger of the data, which is why we're here today to talk about the futures watch. Bum, 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 bum. I need to add something there. But yes, we are going to dig into some of the futures that I was able to dig out of the system. And before we get into that, I just want to mention that, there's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of buzz. And this is all coming from me about what we're doing here. I've been able to get some good feedback, as I mentioned last time, and I'm going to keep continuing to reach out and reach out and reach out until we're known. That's it. Until we're known as the official place for podcast tracking, sports gambling, podcast tracking. And like I've always said, you know, I love gambling on sports, and I think a lot of people do. It's a big business. It's a big business. And so, look, I enjoy it. I know a lot of people enjoy it. There's a lot of sports gambling podcasts out there. And look, we're all trying to make a hit, get a hit, get a good pick. You know, most of us are busy, working jobs. Got kids. You may not have the time to do all the research. And so this is why I built this system, to sort of aggregate the data, centralize it, and then give it to you on a platter, a buffet per se. We talked about that, a buffet of bets. So that's exactly what we're doing here. And like I said, each week we'll be here after I generate a report. And so the cadence is, just so you know, I create a report on Monday. I post it on Tuesday. And then Thursday, I put out a pod about that report. Now, as I told you before, I love doing the podcast. So there's a good chance that I might sprinkle in some more pods. But as of right now, we're on a weekly cadence. And right now, each podcast is tied to a report because that's where the goods are, right there. And that's what the goods are today. And so a little bit of how we got into this particular report, because I've done, let's see here. I had this NBA end of the season report. Now, that was sort of my first, you know, putting my toe into the water, just trying to see, you know, what kind of data that I could get. And then I did a multi-sport report where I just sort of went over all the picks I had for that week. I shouldn't say all the picks I had. It's all the picks that were aggregated on top of podcast transcripts. I then did an MLB report right before the All-Star week. And then I did a World Cup report right before the last game, the finals, and the third place game. But we don't want to talk about that. And then today, or I should say, what I put out Tuesday was a futures watch. And so, yeah, I'm doing something new with this futures, which is why I'm really excited. Like I said, I'm excited in general about what we're doing here, about getting this data out there, about organizing this data, and about building cards, betting cards on top of this data. And so since the beginning, you know, this started with trying to just generate really good bets. And that's what the system still does. You can still log in and you can generate a card and you can look at bets. Like that's what a big part of BetCast is. But a big part of it too is this data that is living underneath, where we have created a ranking and a leaderboard, and we are populating podcast profile pages. And so throughout this whole process, I haven't really messed with futures, because every time we generate a card, the card, you know, a lot of you sports gambling podcasts, you also love to put out your futures pick. But one of the problems with futures is that it's hard to track that over a period of time, because it's in the future. As opposed to if you're doing a podcast about the upcoming games, you're going to have some picks, and those games will be played like the next day or the following day or that week if we're talking about football or something. And so futures are a little bit tough. So I never really counted the futures. I just sort of put them onto the card. If you were a user and you ever generated a card and you saw a futures bet, it would just be like a nice little icing on the cake, a little cherry on the top. Like, here are some bets that, you know, from this particular, you know, for these sports across these different podcasts, and here are some futures bets. But I started to freaking, just the futures started to pile up, and I'm like, why are we just sitting on these futures? So what I did was I dug through them. I analyzed them. I aggregated them. And out came the futures watch. Dun, 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 dun. Pa-ra-pop. Yes. Now, I love a good futures bet. Now, and before we get into the report, I'll just quickly talk about one of my favorite futures bet that I actually got from BetCast. You know, again, I want to express BetCast got to MVP probably the end of last year. Well, probably about November. And during beta, because I use the product, you know, all the time, obviously. And I had some beta users, and, you know, it was sort of the beginning days. I didn't have a lot of this data. I didn't have a lot of the stuff that I had now. But, you know, you could still put out a betting card and still, you know, off sports gambling podcast transcripts. And a futures bet that I really liked popped up on one of the cards. And it was Indiana to win the national championship. And this is truly why I love a good futures bet. Because this is probably the closest thing to stocks as you're going to get. I mean, getting into stocks, crypto, it's all a gamble. Betting, it's a gamble. You know, you're taking a risk. And so what I love about a good futures bet is that there is something very satisfying about, if you get a good futures bet and the odds, you know, are in your favor, and then as you watch the bet progress over time, you see how the bet that you placed is so much better than what's happening over time. Like, so, yeah, I put some, I had some action on Indiana to win the national championship last year. And like I said, I was generating cards with BetCast and this bet popped up. I was like, well, I really like that. And I got it at like, what was it? Plus 400, plus 450, something like that. And it was just lovely to watch as time went on. You couldn't get, like, it went from plus 450 to plus 300 down to plus 200. And then by the time kickoff started, by the time the game started, they're at minus 250. And I was actually thinking about hedging, but I didn't. But that's why I love a good futures bet. That's why I'm excited about this particular report and future, for lack of a better term, and more type of reports of this matter that we're going to do. And what my big plan is, my big goal is that if I get good feedback with these futures reports, then I'm going to actually start putting some of these futures onto some of the top performing podcasts. So there'll be a little futures block on their profile page, and you can see some of that particular podcast futures that they have on the docket. And then from there, it may sort of transform into a futures page, which is really what I'm hoping. The end goal is to have a futures page that you can always check out and kind of see the aggregation of the futures that the system is collecting. And again, let's be clear. This data is built on top of what the sports gambling podcast ecosystem is telling us. I'm just tracking it for all of us to benefit. Yes, benefit. Because this data, it sort of gives you some insight into how they're performing. And futures are, like I said, super, super fun. Like, there's a couple of I actually put some action on some of these futures that we're going to talk about. And I tried to put some action on some other ones, but I couldn't. So I'm actually surprised. We'll get into that I'm not able to. But anyways, what I'm trying to say is that there's a lot here around futures, and I'm going to make sure to give it to you. So I'm starting off with the report. Then you'll be able to see it on some of the top performing podcasts. And when I say top performing, I mean they're ranked in the top five or so. And then hopefully a futures page. But again, that's coming. So let's get into this report here. That's why we're here. We're here to talk about the BetCast report. So I'll start off by just, I like to kind of read the top of the report. You know, that's probably the only reading I'm going to do, but I like to get into it like that. And before I do, before we get into this, it's the morning, so I'm going to take a little sip of coffee here. And after I take a sip of coffee, nothing like that. I'm going to do a little quick spiel before we get into this report about the ads. I don't have any, so this is not an ad run. Don't worry. But I do want to take the time to say, I do still want to be, if you want to get something out there, if you have a cool product, I want to be your first podcast. Okay? I said that before, and I'll say it again. I want to be your first podcast. I want to be the place for people who aren't known. And as this podcast grows, they'll get some buzz. They'll get some feedback. So again, like I said before, I want to be the first. The moment that you get big enough to be on multiple podcasts, then I'll gladly offboard you and then onboard somebody new. That's the kind of rotation I want to keep. Yeah. So this is sort of like a pretend, like if I did have some sort of sponsor, I would talk about them right here, but I don't. So I'm just going to talk about my philosophy behind sponsorship, which is I want to be your first. I don't want to do the ZipRecruiters. I don't want to do the, what is it? God, now I can't even think. So many different, just same old, nah. I don't want that. But MailChimp, Uber Eats, all that. Meh. Give me something cool. Give me something unique. Give me something nobody's really heard of and you're trying to get out there. That's what I want. All right, that was it. So, futures watch. Five futures drew support from multiple podcast sources. So that's important. What I wanted to do was I had a whole bucket of futures. And what I really wanted, I wanted to sort of pick out, cherry pick the futures where other podcasts, you know, identified the same future. So five of these, the top five that we're going to talk about, they drew support from multiple podcasts. And then I have another set of five that got onto this report because they're on the leaderboard. So five of these futures, at least two podcasts support this future. The other five are from the top podcast that we track. And I'll finish reading. It says, five more earned a place through current leaderboard context or distinctive source traced angle. This is an active board for July 20th, 2026. And again, not a list of settled results because we can't settle them right now. They haven't happened yet. So let's get into the consensus board because I think it's the most interesting. They're all interesting, but let's start with these five. These are the five that we're highlighting here. And so in at number one, we have the New York Jets under 5.5 regular season wins. This was the bet that I like the most, if I'm being honest. I tried to go put action on this, but FanDuel, for whatever reason, doesn't have the over-unders yet posted, which is, I was a little bit shocked because they have lines for week one, but they don't have over-unders yet. So this was something I was about to put, you know, I couldn't wait. When I saw this pop up, I'm like, yeah, the Jets suck. And again, I'm no sports analyst. I'm not an insider. You know, I'm not going to go too deep into like why I think this bet will win or lose. I mean, I'll give you some personal anecdotes and I'll tell you what I like and don't like. Again, I'm just a messenger. And I'm just presenting the data. You make the decision. And so I'm just like you. I look at these bets. You know, my process is very simple. I go to BetCast. I generate a card. I look at the card. I say, I like that bet. I don't like that bet. Oh, I really like that one. And I go make my decisions. And so it's been quite successful for me. Like, I am in the business of making, I should say, I'm not in, let me take a step back. I like to profit off sports gambling. And if I profit enough, I take that money out of my bankroll and I keep moving and I start back over. And so that's the sign for me. You know, if I'm taking X amount out of my bankroll, that's a success. That means that I have accumulated enough in my bankroll to where I can sort of go back to the default. And that's what I do here. Again, I'm not a professional gambler. I'm a semi-pro. I'm a semi-pro. But that's a big part of this tool. It's just to provide information, to provide context. And this context is provided on top of the sports gambling podcast ecosystem because it's vibrant and it never stops. And so it's like a waterfall of data. And I'm just right here to catch those droplets and then give it to you in a nice, beautiful bow. But yeah, this bet I loved. And the moment that I can put action on it, I will be putting action on it. I don't know what the odds will be. I don't care. But I'm putting it under. They're not winning six games. They're not winning six games. Now that I think about it, I don't even know who's going to be the starting quarterback for the Jets. I should probably know this, but let's find out. Who is the proposed starter? Oh, is it Geno? It's Geno? Geno's back? Hey, that's right. He did come back to the Jets. Oh, Lord Jesus. They got a rookie. They got Zappy. Oh, goodness. And Brady Cook on the roster? Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Look, I was a big fan of Geno. I like Geno. I was rooting for Geno when he went to Seattle. When he replaced Russell, you know, I was like, I had a soft spot for Geno because I remember when he was with the Giants, I believe, where he got a chance to start and just performed awful. And I had a little soft spot for him because I felt bad. I didn't think he was in the best situation. I thought there was more there for Geno. And I always felt like the one thing I loved about Geno was that he was never afraid to talk, regardless of how he did. And he you could tell he was very proud about his process and about his work ethic and about his abilities, regardless of what the naysayers would say. But hey, that was then, this is now. You're quarterbacking a team that isn't going anywhere. So this is a great future. And shout out to the Sports Gambling Podcast. They had this. And again, just Win Bets baby. They're back on the report board. So those are the two pods that sort of identified this particular bet future. And it's one of my favorites. It's a good one. Like I said, the moment that I can put action on this, I'm putting action on this. Jets. Now, now that I know that Geno, I forgot that Geno was coming back. Okay. Yeah. Number two, Joe Burrow to win NFL MVP. And again, look, this is the best time for futures. It's right before the football season. And like I said, football is king when it comes to betting. Football is king when it comes to podcasts. Football is king when it comes to viewerships. You guys love football. I love football. America loves football. So, hey, this is the time to hop on. Hop on. And again, I'm not coming up with these picks. These are not my picks. I like some of them, but they're not mine. These are from your fellow sports podcast. Yes. They want you to have these picks. Otherwise, they won't be telling you about them. And I'm just, like I said, the messenger. So in at number two, we have Joe Burrow to win the NFL MVP. Let me just say this. It's a good one. I'm not going to bet it because I don't like the Bengals. I happen to love the Ravens. I happen to love Lamar Jackson. So it's hard. I still haven't got to a place yet where I can put a bet, especially I don't like having action where I have to root for a team or a player I don't like. That's why I like to be neutral with a lot of stuff. Because I will do it. I have done it. I don't like doing it. I love putting action on stuff that, like, I want to root for. You know, I had action on Spain. I had a lot of action on the under. You know, a lot of times I like doing the over-under because, hey, whoever wins doesn't matter. Or totals. But I think this is a good look. I'm not sure the actual odds right now, and I can actually pull it up right quick, specifically from FanDuel. And I'm not being sponsored by FanDuel, so this is not me supporting them. This is just a guy trying to do something cool and innovative, just talking about what's happening. But yeah, they still don't got the over-unders. I'm surprised. Okay. Let's see here. What do we got? MVP. Oh, plus 900, 901. So not bad. Like I said, I'm not going to be putting any action on this because the last thing I want is for Joe Burrow to win the MVP. But look, if you like the bet, if you like Joe Burrow, if you think there's some value there, which there is, you know, like I said, the beautiful thing about you catch him at 9-1 now, he starts off the first month of the season and is killing it, which Joe Burrow usually takes a few games to get going. But hey, it's going to fluctuate. Get it now at 9-1, maybe by the middle of the season, it's at 2-1. Who knows? And you got this ticket, this beautiful ticket at 9-1, laughing at your buddies. Ha ha, you should have got on that Joe Burrow ticket. I'm not doing it, but it's there for you. And so, Prop Points, I want to give a shout out to them. They were one of the ones that promotes this particular future. And Shopping Bulldog, I actually made a tweet, I guess it's still called a tweet, on X late last night, giving a quick shout out to Prop Points and Shopping Bulldog. Go check them out. Again, I want to support this ecosystem. I love podcasts. I'm doing a podcast. I love sports gambling. Go check them out. Prop Points. Number two, that was Joe Burrow to win the NFL, to win the MVP. Number three, now we're going to baseball. The New York Yankees to win the AL East. Now, I went and checked this out. It was about minus 124, 125 when I looked at it a couple days ago. Let's look at it right here, right now. Oh, whoa. Now might be the time. As of right this second, they're plus 100 to win the AL East. Looks like the Rays overtook them. It's really between those two because I'm looking at the Red Sox. It's plus 1,000. They're not winning the East. Again, I'm not the biggest. Again, I'm not a baseball aficionado, and I won't even call myself an NFL aficionado. I watch a heck of a lot of the NFL, and I'm going to comment, talk, but I don't want you to come to me for deep analysis. You come to me to tell you what's hot, to tell you some of the best picks, some of the best futures, how certain podcasts are doing. That's what you come to me for. And if you want, you know, a little bit of entertainment on the side, I can do that too. But I did like this bet. I like it even more now, the fact that they're on the plus side. I actually may put some action on this. New York Yankees. And I like the New York Yankees. You know, I'm not a fan of baseball per se, but I always kind of, I like the Yankees. I like the Dodgers. You know, I like these teams. So, you know, I may go put some action on that. But number three was the Yankees to win an AL East. The podcast that support this was The Early Edge. And Shoulda Bet More. They both support this particular bet. And again, this top five consensus board is I needed at least two or more podcasts to support this. So at number three, we got the Yankees to win the AL East. A little bit of MLB action. Then at number four, whoo, we got some NCAA football. I know. There's a lot of people, like, that's the crazy thing about football. You got your diehard college folks and your diehard NFL folks. And a lot of them cross over. But there's some people who just love college football. Like I said, there's a case to be made that college football is more popular than the NFL. I don't make that case. You can make that case. But I mean, football is football. And we love it. But number four, Maryland over 4.5 regular season wins. I wonder, can we get some action on that? Do they got, let's see, what, oh, win total. See, they got win totals for college football, but we don't got the over-unders for NFL yet? Come on, FanDuel. Come on, Maryland. Over 5.5. Oh, they got it at 5.5? So it's gone up from when this future was depicted. You can get that at plus 110. That's a little bit rough. I would like to catch it at 4.5, but maybe you can catch it at 4.5 somewhere. But Maryland over 4.5. And we got Play Me or Fade Me, which supports this particular bet. And you have Hit the Books. Now, again, I want to, I'm quoting these podcasts. And if you go look at the actual report, you can click, okay? You can click to the actual episode. So we have receipts here. Again, I want to make sure that's clear. Like, I'm not just making this stuff up. And if there's any, controversy or dispute, I'll be happy to provide a report, a receipt, the episode. So we're legit around here. But Maryland over 4.5, Play Me or Fade Me and Hit the Books. They support that. They support this bet. Now, I don't know if I would do it at 5.5 now that it's moved. But there it is. Some NCAA football action. And number five, which is probably one of my favorites too, besides the Jets. And I did. Let's be clear. I went and put some action on this. I love this bet. This is number five, NFL. Jacob Rodriguez to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. Defensive Rookie of the Year. Now, I don't know if you know Jacob Rodriguez, but he's got that stash, that, oh gosh, I can't think. Oh, there's a movie. He's got that thick, burly stash with nothing else. I love that. That's one of my favorite types of stashes. And it's thick. It's not thin where you're like suspect. Because if it's thin, you're like, huh. But it's thick. And he's rocking it. And he's balling. I like him. I like him, but not. I like him a lot. And I went and looked at the odds, and there's a lot of, that's why I like this one. I think I got it at plus 2,000. Let's see. Yeah. And it's still there. That's not going to move. So that's like, now this is one of my favorite ones because of the odds. So, this would be a fun one to see how, like, if by the middle of the season this gets to, I don't know, 20 to 1, down a little bit lower, and then by the end of the season, if this is close to like plus 200, oh gosh. Like, that's the type of movement that gets you excited. So this is a, like, I would, again, I don't tell you how to bet. I'm just telling you, I put some action on this for fun. I don't know much about Jacob Rodriguez. I did a little bit of research. Seems to be having a breakout camp, or I should say whatever they're doing, mini camps, whatever. So this is a great one. And the pods that supported this one was the Sports Gambling Podcast and the Hammer Daily. The Hammer Daily and Sports Gambling Podcast, they support Jacob Rodriguez to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. My personal, besides the Jets that I can't bet on yet, but this one, if I'm looking at the top five, I love the Jets one. I love this Jacob Rodriguez, and I like the Yankees. Those are probably, I may go put some action on the Yankees. I'm not sure yet, but go sprinkle on that Jacob Rodriguez. Yeah. So those are the top five again, where we get a consensus, meaning that we had at least two podcasts support that bet. And then I'm going to talk about three here from the leaderboard. We have Cassius Howe for Defensive Rookie of the Year. The Early Edge talks about that. I'm actually curious to see what that is right now. Defensive Rookie of the Year. Where are you at? Defensive Rookie of the Year. Who is it? Cassius Howe? Hope I said that name right. Let's see here. Cassius. Where are you? Defensive Rookie of the Year? I'm looking for you. I can't find you. Hold on, let me see. Oh, there it is. Ah. Whoa, he's at plus 5,000. He's even in worse odds than Jacob Rodriguez. But the Early Edge says, hey, sprinkle a little bit on Cassius Howe for Defensive Rookie of the Year. Leaderboard number two, we have the Early Edge again. Zach Wheeler for MLB Cy Young. That looks like a fun one. Again, don't know enough about MLB to really comment on that, but again, just the delivery. I am curious to know, though, now that we're here, I'm like, what is the action on that? Cy Young. We got Zach Wheeler. Where you at, Zach? Zach. Maybe he's in the Nash. Ah, plus 750. Woo! Wow. Okay. And then this person named Jacob Mizorowski, I guess, is at minus 240. Dang. So that does seem like a long shot there. And then the third one we have is from Play Me or Fade Me. Oklahoma State over 5.5 regular season wins. Oklahoma State over 5.5 regular season wins. And what are they at? FanDuel has them at 6.5. Okay. Again, Play Me or Fade Me. Oklahoma State over 5.5. Now, last two here. I call this off the beaten path. So these are from, smaller podcasts that maybe aren't on the leaderboard. They are on the leaderboard and they didn't have any consensus. But I wanted to give a little shout out to those. And that's Hit the Books. They're pegging San Jose State under 5.5 wins. San Jose, I'll just see if I can find this right quick. Can't even find it. San Jose State under 5.5 wins. Again, that's from Hit the Books. And MLB, we got Bet MGM Weekends. And they're supporting St. Louis Cardinals to make the playoffs. The St. Louis Cards to make the playoffs. I'm actually curious about that one. Let me see. MLB, we got playoffs. St. Louis Cardinals. Ooh, whoa. Oh, that's to miss the playoffs. I'm like, well, that was at minus four something. Okay, St. Louis Card. Oh, wow, plus 300. I actually may put some action on that. Bet MGM Weekend, St. Louis Cardinals to make the playoffs. Yeah, that, look, that just completes our futures board right there. So we got the top five consensus board, which is the Jets under 5.5, Joe Burrow to win the NFL MVP, the Yankees to win the AL East, Maryland over 4.5 wins, and Jacob Rodriguez to win the Defensive Rookie of the Year. Those are the consensus. So that's, like I said, at least two. Support those. We got the top rank from the leaderboard. We got Cassius Howe for Rookie of the Year, Zach Wheeler for MLB Cy Young, and Oklahoma State over 5.5. And then we got a couple, like I said, off the beaten path. San Jose State under 5.5 and St. Louis Cardinals to make the playoffs, which I'm actually thinking about putting some action on that. And yes, so that concludes our futures report. Appreciate you tuning in. I hope to do more reports like this because I personally, as I said, love betting on futures. The thing that sucks is that you don't get that quick return, but there's some satisfaction in letting that, you know, watching it either go into your favor and then you cringe when it goes out of your favor. But all in all, again, check it out. Email me, joe@betcastai.com. Check out Betcast. Go create some cards. Look at the system. Look at the leaderboards. Go check out the reports. Check out my Twitter at Bishop G. Garcia. And as always, holla!